just got to continue to be faithful. Continue. I think our theme this year is really Christianity 101. It's really the basics. Just saying the doctrines that we have learned, the teachings, doctrine just merely means teaching, the doctrines or the teachings from the Word of God that we have learned, we're just going to continue in them. Continue in them. No matter what our society and culture do, we're going to continue in the truth of the Word of God. No matter the trials, no matter what may come, we're just going to continue. I do want to kind of split this up a little different than we normally do. Normally, this is the first time you receive something in your hand. Everybody all right with that? I'm coming along, see? So this time we'll kind of follow along, and then we'll come back to the scriptures here after we kind of go through some of this handout. All right, you ready? Let's go to the handout. I do want to remind you, this is not in the handout, but just remind you what's up on the walls. Our purpose is to love God, grow together, serve others. It's always good to come back to the purpose and remind ourselves, hey, we're here to love God. We're here to worship collectively. We're here to worship personally and to grow in the Lord. We're here to grow together in unity by gathering on the Word of God, by fellowship and breaking bread like we did last Sunday night. I enjoyed last Sunday night, didn't you? I'm looking forward. We're going to do that again, no doubt. That was tremendous, our preach fest and the eating afterwards. I look forward to next Sunday night. We have the bean and soup fellowship and desserts. For those of you who want to go ahead and break your New Year's resolution, next Sunday night is the time. Maybe you've already done it. But serving together, whether it's you're participating in here at the church and being involved, and whatever it may be. We're going to have a few special days this year set aside to try to serve our community in a physical way, to actually physically do something for our community. So we're going to be talking about that. All right, look there at the handout. Continue, number one, continue spiritually. Again, personal Bible reading. There is a yearly, daily Bible reading schedule. It's been printed up. Is it out somewhere, out on the Welcome Center? And so you can pick that up if you want that yearly Bible reading. I encourage you to do that. Basically, if you read three chapters a day, you can read your Bible through in a year. You may have to read just a little more here and there, but three chapters a day. You say, well, preacher, I can't read three chapters a day. Then read a chapter and a half. You can read through it in 2 years. But start somewhere, and I encourage it, unless you're just a brand new Christian, unless you got saved like in the last year, I encourage you as a Christian just to start in Genesis and work your way through. That's the way the Bible was intended to be read. The New Testament writers wrote in light of that you already know your Old Testament. And so you need to know the Old Testament in order to understand the New Testament. And so if you're a new Christian, I'd encourage you to read through the Gospels first. Read through the Gospels and get acquainted with Jesus Christ in just a really personal way. But then after that, I tell you, go back to Genesis and begin to read. So personal Bible reading, get your yearly schedule. Family devotions. This is an area our family is really going to get back to. Make sure we're doing what we ought to do and having a family altar and reading the Bible together. It's really easy for some of you younger couples who haven't done this. You can take a devotional like Paul Chappell's devotional. He has a new one called Trust and Obey, and we'll have it. I think it's on order. We have some other Paul Chappell's devotionals in the bookstore, as well as Dr. Barber. And you can get Spurgeon's mornings and evenings. There's so many good ones out there that you can get and go through with your children. And just have prayer together. Just read through the devotional. Have your Bible out. Read the scripture. And have a devotion. We're not talking about 30 minutes, but 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And have that daily time together. And mom and daddy pray in front of their kids. That's so important, too. Bible conferences and summer revival. I'm looking forward to Brother Stewart again this year. And we've already picked the theme for the conference. I'm looking forward to that. Summer revival with Dave McCracken this year. And I know our church loves Dave McCracken, and we're looking forward to him being with us. And then next is continue biblically, Bible preaching. This will be the first year really have put this down on paper. Y'all ready? Yeah, we're going to hold to it pretty good. You ready? Sunday morning, we're going to start a series in the Gospel of John called Following in the Steps of Jesus. And we'll walk with Jesus through the Gospel of John as we enjoy verse-by-verse study of the wonderful book. So, and I've already looked at the calendar. The first month of January, we won't start yet, but we'll be preaching on the theme periodically as well. But we're going to follow the steps of Jesus in the Gospel of John on Sunday morning. Sunday morning as well, we'll be preaching on our theme, continue, talking about continuing in the preaching of being faithful to the Lord in our homes and in our personal walk in the church family. So we'll just kind of swap out those two, the Gospel of John and then periodically. Y'all know how I am with ADD anyway. We'll flip back and forth to a certain degree on those two. So John, the Gospel of John, and preaching it verse by verse. Really do want to go through the Gospel of John. And then our theme. Sunday evenings, we're going to get back again and finish the book of Nehemiah, verse by verse. I don't believe it will take the whole year. I think we will. We've kind of already been through the first two chapters, and that was only a couple of... I don't believe we're going to, you know... Anyway, so we'll finish up in a couple of months on that one and start the Sermon on the Mount. I've been talking about preaching on this for the last 3 or 4 years, and we're going to get to it this time. So after we study and complete the book of Nehemiah, we will begin the Sermon on the Mount. Or we'll go to school with Jesus, right, as he teaches his disciples. And I so look. I'm going to challenge you to memorize some of it, especially that first 7 or 8 verses. And so, again, look forward to that. All right, Wednesday evenings, we'll be skipping through the poetical books. I mentioned that Wednesday night. We began in Psalm 1 this last Wednesday night. And so we'll walk through, skip through. That's what I mean by, I tried to find a better word, but skip through. We're going to cover some of the great chapters of Psalms, not all of them, but some of the great chapters. And then some of the themes in some of the other books. And we may not just cover a verse-by-verse chapter like in Song of Solomon, for instance, but we'll cover some of the themes of those chapters or those verses. But we'll cover something in every poetical book over the Wednesday nights. And, of course, Brother Wiggins will also be preaching on Wednesday nights as well. We'll be swapping out, and so we'll look forward to that, all right? Let's see, continuing campus development, kind of switching gears here. To continue working on the activity center loose ends. That's the best way I could describe it. And so there's still some loose ends there, including somebody mentioned again about the elevator this morning. So don't want to forget that. And so to remodel the education building, kitchen, and bathrooms, we just really need to come back over here in our first building and remodel the kitchen and the two main bathrooms. And I say remodel the kitchen, it also will have to do with the area that we just enlarged. We knocked that wall out. We won't have to mess with the floor, not replacing the floor anyway, but just helping in that kitchen, getting that kitchen, getting it where it's functional for what we need it now. It used to be functional for what we needed it, but now it needs to be tweaked a little bit to better function for what we need. It might not hurt to update it a little bit too. I mean, I love the green. I thought it was awesome when it went in there. So, you ladies still like that? We want to stick with that? No? Okay. If you don't remember, green, okay, it was our church colors back in the day. All right, it's all good. Three, sell current shuttle buses, our two shuttle buses, and purchase a new one. And I don't mean a new one, I mean a new one to us. It doesn't have to be brand new. So we normally don't, we haven't purchased brand new stuff, but we purchased something newer. So I'm talking about relatively new, 2 or 3 years old, something like that, that could better serve what we're trying to do. And so we'll be looking at that, and I think HCA will help us some with that, Heritage Christian Academy, our ministry there. Other projects, to redo the flower beds on the north side of the building, to put a sidewalk in the southwest corner of... Hello, Brother Clark. It's on the list. It's on the list every year. But this year, it's the year. That little sidewalk, when you come down that sidewalk on this side of the building, and it ends, it just really gets on your nerves. You're saying, why does this sidewalk end right here? It should hit the other sidewalk. Okay, to put a sidewalk in. To finish the activity center workout room, we've talked about that some now and again. At least put what its function is going to be. We're going to determine all that. To install signs on outside of buildings. This needs to be done not only because it needs to be done to help identify the building. So you'd have activity center sign on that one, activity center, maybe, you know, student ministries building. This one on the outside, big letters would read auditorium. On that side would be educational building. So it's not just to identify them, but it also would help visitors and others, but for safety and security, so that when an ambulance or anything shows up, we can say, go to this building, go to that building. And so we need to get that done. Install signs. Install a TV on the back of the auditorium. We talked about that last year. We're going to get that done this year. Future buildings. No, not this year. But future buildings, preschool, day school, daycare building, going off the north side of the activity center. And just comes right off of there. It's a wing off of it on this north on the north side of it. And then missionary and staff housing. Missionary staff housing was supposed to be in the back originally, if you remember the master plan, some of you. And so now that we bought this 1.2 acres, and I've really talked to a lot of people about it, that may be the best place to put it now, is to put a kind of a housing for missionaries and some staff. And so it wouldn't be separate houses necessarily, but maybe one big complex, a triplex, maybe also with a couple apartments. And the thought maybe, and I talked to a couple of men this morning about it who build here in the area, and maybe making it look like one building. And so some things we can help with the city to make it look right. And it would match the facade of this building. And again, I haven't thought it completely out, but just we do need an area for that. By the way, both of those buildings, the daycare preschool building and the staff mission housing, in some way, in most ways, and should all the way pay for themselves. So that'll be a thing we'll mention to you on the yearly administrative meeting. And then next door, of course, tearing down the house next door and cleaning up the lot, and that's going to happen. We've already got that process rolling. And so, and Brother Wiggins is going to love that, if you know the inside story. If not, you can ask him. I mean, he is shaking right now. He can't wait. He can't wait. Apparently, he's going to get an opportunity to run a machine, and he's just like, let me have the machine. All right, some of you men are going, can I come run the machine? All right, continuing outreach. Again, local outreach. We have talked about the spring soul winning, calling it sowing season, and that's 11 weeks. It starts here in a couple of weeks. Harvest season in the fall, our soul winning emphasis, kickoffs, and so forth. Love serves. These are special days we're going to set aside to minister to our community. The February 9th will be mainly concentrated towards a men's effort, and then March 23rd and June 22nd, I'm going to talk to, or March 23rd actually is going to be, and I haven't talked to a lot of those yet, but anyway, that's a secret. And then June 22nd, another emphasis. And then in September, we're going to do a better job of emphasizing the fire department being here. And we're going to invite, and we've already talked about this, we're going to invite the Tarrant County Sheriff's Department this year to our First Responder Sunday. And that day before, getting more people involved in ministering to these first responders. And so Brother Wiggins will be heading that up. And so just love serves. And we're thinking about even getting some T-shirts printed up. Some other churches have done this. It's really a great opportunity. Put a little bug in somebody's ear, too. The Lions Club just shut down here in Haslett. They were the ones responsible for cleaning the roads kind of from us downtown. I think it would be great for us to try to get that and take that responsibility. You know, the little blue signs you see on the road where it says such and such and it cleans this, you know. Yeah, adopted by, and they clean this. And so we may have that opportunity. We're going to look into that soon and see if we can't do that. It's just things like that, trying to be a blessing to our community, physically speaking. By the way, we already do that. We participate in everything the city has. And by that we mean, if we're physically not there, we have participated financially. There won't be an event, except one, that... Okay, I still have a Halloween issue, all right? I love the fire department. I'll do anything for the fire department. Our church will do anything for the fire department. And they can even borrow our trailers and so forth, and they do. I'm just still not for the spook house thing. I don't get it. I think biblically I can show you. So there are, to me, that's the only one that I know of that we don't, but everything else we participate and are part of, and we want to be. I think a church ought to be involved in its community, and we have been that way from the beginning. All right. Special events like Walk Through Bethlehem, Fall Festival, Easter Program, Spring Fling, City Events, all these things being involved and continue to reach out to our community. Global outreach to add new missionaries and continue to raise the amount given to them monthly to set up an interactive TV computer in the mission hallway. We'd love to overhear, and Dr. Wiggins is working on this. Somebody asked me the other day why I keep telling Dr. Wiggins. I don't know. Just started doing it. He's not a doctor. Anyway, he can patch you up, though. If you get a cut, he knows how to sew you up. That's not, but he charges. No, he doesn't. He'd get, where you could go over to the mission hallway, there would be a computer there, but the big screen, one of those touch ones, and you could bring up the missionaries. And I'd love for that thing to be able to, when you touch on it, that you could actually email them right there. And then the videos we've been showing on Sunday nights, that those would be in there. And so you'd punch on the button, you'd be able to bring those up, you'd be able to watch those videos. And so just these are thoughts and that we would love to do. And you know what it takes? money. It's just, and the Lord's got plenty of it. So, but maybe someone tonight, you say, I got a burden for that. That's a cool idea. That would get the missionary out in front of people better. Maybe you would like to take on maybe some of that responsibility. But getting missions, getting the gospel to the all. So look at the next one. To put in place a program to keep our church family more personally active with our missionaries and the need for the gospel to every corner of the world. Brother Wiggins is also working on this. And we're real close to having it and prepared and going to divide up the world into sections. And then we'll put prayer partners over those things. And so that's, I mean, we're within weeks of having that ready to go. We'll be presenting that to you and encouraging many of our church family to step in and be a part of that. All right. Next, continuing stewardship, campus development commitments. Remember, we just a few weeks away from that building fund. We used to call it building fund commitment. Now we call it campus development because that's what it is. Commitment that you make over and above your tithes, and encourage you to pray about what God would have you to give to be a part of that campus development. I'm thankful for our buildings, aren't you? I always remind everybody that all the Old Testament buildings were built above the tithe, that they took up free will offerings for that. And I encourage you just to be a part. It's about 100% participation. Just get involved. If it's a dollar, get involved in the building commitments and building fund. Secondly, there, faith promise mission commitments. That's done in September. Again, another commitment Sunday. This Sunday is an opportunity to commit our finances to reach the world with the gospel. So on Sunday, when I fill out my envelope, I give my tithe. That's biblical. That's what I should do. I owe that to God. And then above that, I love the Lord, and I want to speed the gospel spread, so I give to missions. I give to missions every week, systematically give to missions. Faith promise. And then I give to the campus development fund, and I give that every week. And me and my wife participate in that from the very beginning. And then I give to the youth department $2 for myself and for my wife. And I encourage you to do that as well. There you go, Brother Latta. You thank me later. But every adult ought to just a dollar a piece, just a dollar, and being a part of that with our youth. All right? And, of course, the weekly tithe. Encourage you, of course, as a church and as our church family, as a Christian, to be involved in tithing. And I don't remember a time when I wasn't tithing. My dad taught us that growing up. You can do a lot more with the 90% than you can the 100%. And I believe that to this day. God has blessed me immensely. In fact, in the last couple of years, I can't believe what God has done personally, financially for me and for my family. And it can't be explained other than the Lord did it. So, and our church. I mean, you can't explain what's going on here. And when Dr. R. got up this morning and said, I've been in 650 churches, and he told me personally, he said, this campus, these buildings, you know, of those 650, 625 would cover what you guys have. So, you know, we take for granted sometimes, and that's what he was saying this morning. God has blessed us tremendously with some wonderful, wonderful facilities. And yes, they leak a little. Yes, you know, they here and there, we try to stay up with it, and I appreciate, again, in the last probably 3 months, man, we've made a lot of headway in the maintenance, outside parking lot lights, a lot of other things that have kind of got caught up, and everything's looking good. We've tried to fix these leaks 1,335 times. The company who built the building has been out two or three times, and they're going to continue to come out. We may have got that one stopped, but the other two are still leaking a little bit. And the other problem in the back, I don't even talk about it. It's just frustrating. All right. We've had experts out to look at it, so. All right. Excited about this 2019 ministry goals, and some of these will be repeated a little bit on our stewardship conference on that Wednesday night, but I just want to give some of them to you tonight. So to plan every special day and event meticulously in order to reach more people with the gospel and be a greater blessing to our church. So, I did sit down over my sabbatical and reevaluated what we were doing and what we used to do. It's good to go back and say, what did you used to do and how did you used to do it? Good English. And there are some things that we could, absolutely, anything you do, you can do better. And the Bible says, well, to be done, do everything decently in order. And there are some things that we used to do better that we're not doing as good today. And some of that has to do with meticulously planning each event and each day. And so really trying hard as a staff to go back, create lists for each event and each day, and really meticulously plan these big days. And so I believe that God will bless that. I do. And if you'll remember, I'll use an example. Everybody good? We still got 20 minutes. Brother Clark and some of you guys will remember this. When we had the first fall festival, I can remember having pre-meetings for that 6 months prior. And remember the little pamphlet? I still have all that pamphlet stuff and the drawing that it was. I think Greg Gidney made the drawing and had the drawing, and it was just neat. And we had one man in charge of advertising and one man in charge of the building and of the construction of the Fall Fest, and one person, lady, in charge of this. And we had six or seven or eight ladies in charge, and we still do that. But I'm just using an example. We were very meticulous in planning the Fall Fest, and God blessed that thing. The very first Fall Festival, we had nearly 8,000 here. And since then, we basically have had 800 to 1,000, a couple of times we've gone over that, 1,200, I think, when we had the monster truck guy. We've had those things. But everything needs to be meticulously planned like the Fall Festival. And so that's what we've been talking about as a staff and really trying hard to do. Again, I'm not saying we haven't done some of that, but getting back to really trying hard. So, like, for instance, this month you get a lot of stuff in the mail. You're welcome. We used to do a lot more mail-outs. We used to do a lot more trying to keep people informed. So we're going to try real hard to get you more stuff in the mail, and then simultaneously emailing you as well, those who do the email thing, and then everything on Facebook. So every event, Lord willing, should be on Facebook. Every event, you should get an email about it. Now, the email may be exactly what the letter says, so don't complain. But you're getting information. Here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. So we're going to try really hard to do that. So there's some examples, and there's a lot more that I could tell you, but lack of time, we're not going to do it. To start a parking lot ministry, we've been talking about this. I already have a man who said he would be in charge of it, and so we need to do this. Our campus is a little confusing. And so if a person drives on here, we need to be able to say, here's where you drive to, here's where you go, here's where the Welcome Center's at, even before they walk in the building. And so when they walk in the building, then the greeters are meeting, which is our ushers, and they're going to the deal. So we're going to try real hard. And then we are a little spread out. It would be nice sometimes to have a golf cart running around picking some people up, but who would like to be picked up? So, me. No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to work on that this year. Maybe try to have that really set up by Anniversary Sunday in March. Okay? Another third thing is organizing our men and women's ministries. This is an area that's, you know, has kind of dwindled over the last two or three years, and so this is an area which we have absolutely spent a lot of time on as a staff. And so just be aware that there's going to be some changes this year in these two ministries. And so men, you'll get a lot more information about it at the first at our first heritage. See, I want to call it, what are we calling them now? Men of Heritage is what it's called now. We just changed the name. Confuse the pastor is all we've done. Men of Heritage, and so we look forward to that. Ladies as well. It's all the ladies are having pajama thing, movie, whatever. Y'all have fun with that. Starting two new Sunday schools. So what we want to do is do our very best that every room we have to have a Sunday school class in it. And so Brother Wiggins is working on that, him and I. And then to emphasize our prison ministry, I'm the one that kind of let that to kind of settle off into the distance. And so working with Brother Collins and a couple of other men and ladies in the church, we're going to reemphasize that this year. And then to work towards organizing and emphasizing our children's ministry as well as we do the youth ministry. This is a goal that has been in my mind for a long time, and we're just about where we can do this. And that is to take the children's ministry and emphasize it as much as we do the youth ministry. And I'm talking about not just emphasizing it, but also supporting it financially. Amen. Right? So we spend a lot of money in the youth ministry. I mean, like $30,000. If you took the mission trip out of it, we probably spend $25,000 to $30,000 in the youth ministry. Hello, youth. Right. By the way, most of that, all of that, just about, is given through the 52 Club and others who give to the youth department directly. And we appreciate that very, very much. And they, hang on, I almost said they're deserving of it. That's not the right word. It's a great investment. That's our future. We do remember that the kids are our future. And it's not just the youth, but the younger kids. So we just kind of want to go back. And so there is a plan in place, and that plan will develop throughout the year. So I'm not saying starting this Sunday that it's going to be done that way, but throughout the year it's going to be done, and you'll get the hint as it unfolds. Love it. A little secrecy, you know. It's all good. Wednesday night at the annual administrative meeting, I will be sharing with you some 20th anniversary goals. We haven't done this in a long time. Some 2.5-year goals that we would like to accomplish. And one of the ones we've already mentioned in the last couple of years is having 100 foreign missionaries supported by our church. And we're getting closer and closer to that. We started working on that a couple of years ago. And so I don't know exactly where we're at. We're probably close to the 85 to 90 mark in foreign missionaries that we support now. Now, total mission projects, we're way over 100. We're like 120, 125. But I'm talking about foreign missionaries. And so y'all be in prayer about that. I do absolutely believe that we should have a goal for our debt. And so my goal would be to have, you know, a $500,000 paid off on our debt between now and anniversary Sunday of our 20th anniversary. And so I'll be sharing with you how that's going to be. Yeah, not this anniversary. 2.5 years from now, which our payments will take care of $250 of that. And then we'll talk about how we're going to get to the rest. So anyway, so just having some goals like that. And we're setting a numerical goal for the Sunday school for the 20th anniversary as well. And so that'll be shared with you on Wednesday night of that. So, all right, look back with me at the scriptures. We got about 10 more minutes here. And I do think the theme fits where our church is at. I believe it fits where I'm at personally. I find that every time that I pray and then also talk to the staff about the theme for the new year, it seems just to kind of click with me. And so I hope it will with you as well. Christianity 101, the basics, continuing in the doctrine which was given to us, continuing, going forward, being faithful. It's been several years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, I was at a meeting and one of the preachers brought with him some material, and it was a promotional material for your church that you could adopt yourself, and it was a way to promote and to do mail outs. But the theme of those was called Steel Church. And actually that promotion was written and put together by Brother Wayne Hardy in Bible Baptist Church in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where we go to the men's conference there. And so that to me kind of describes what's going on this year. It is Steel Church. Steel Church. Not entertaining someone. We're not in the entertainment business. I said it publicly, so I'll go ahead and say it publicly again. I attended a church here locally. I just wanted to go see on my sabbatical. I went to a church, and I was just curious. You know, I live in a sheltered world. I know that. So I went to a church who's a big church here within a couple of miles of us. I just want to see what is this stuff, the seeker-sensitive contemporary. And I was just amazed at what I saw. I was. You know, you come into the auditorium, it's dark. They start the music, it's lights, fog the entire time they sing. I'm talking about a church that runs several thousand. Fog the entire time. The congregation stood up the entire singing, the choruses. The congregation did not participate in the singing. Just the singers were singing to them. I did not hear one congregate sing. They were just being sung to. And you say, well, preacher, you know what? I'm not mad about it. I used to preach against it all the time. Y'all remember? I would just rail on this contemporary movement, the seeker-sensitive movement. And, you know, but after going and listening to it, the service, the message itself was pretty good, but I just couldn't believe it. If a person can't walk in who has been daily walking with the Lord, I'm talking about daily walking with the Lord, close to the Lord, and can't see the difference between worship and entertainment, I don't know. I'm just being blunt with you tonight. It's been a while since I've done that. I they can do it their way, and I'm not gonna. You know, some of them are preaching the gospel. Thank the Lord, they're people getting saved. But we're not here to please man. We're here to please God. It's not about singing to the congregation. It's about singing to the Lord. And if you're going to worship, then you need to participate. You're not singing, you're singing to the Lord. And that does mean that you need to sing some songs that are familiar every once in a while. Honestly, and Brother Wiggins knows this about me, we could sing Power in the Blood, When the Road is Called Up Yonder, you know, Mansion Over the Hilltop, Washed in the Blood. I mean, there's like 10 of those songs. I wouldn't care if we sang them every Sunday morning. The same 10. I'm just that way. I love them. It doesn't bother me if we don't have variety. I do think variety is nice, and I think it's important for the congregation. There's lots of great songs in our hymn book, and so we do try very hard. I know Brother Wiggins does too. You know, give us. We ought to sing every song in there if we can learn every one of them. I think there's like 7,000 of them in there. But you need to sing, you know, familiar. At some point on a Sunday morning, you need to sing familiar songs. That's why I have no issue with our special music singing some of the same songs several times. And when groups come and sing to us, like we're going to have again the group there on Anniversary Sunday, whatever their name is, the Mark Trammell Quartet. I enjoy that they do sing some of the old songs that I knew when I was a kid. And I enjoy that. I like to hear that. And then a lot of this is my preference. Everybody good? Right? I understand that. I'm not, you know, anyway. I do believe there's a fine line, again, of entertaining and worship. And so that's where, I'm not saying we don't cross that line sometimes. And we do try to make a distinction. Anniversary Sunday, Sunday afternoon, that's a singing. There is a distinction. There's going to be some entertainment in that. Everybody good? All right, so I understand. We cross the line too. Still church. We're still church, still hymns. Man, we are a hymn-based church. We're continuing that. We're not changing, right? We may put the words up on the screen, but we're not changing. I promise you. Most of y'all know me. I'm as stubborn as all get out. And I'll continue to be that way. Not changing. Hymn-based. I believe the hymns are the meat and the courses are the icing on the cake. I've been saying that for years and years. That's what I use when I talk to a visitor. When I go into a visitor's home, I say to them, we are a hymn-based church. Hymns are the meat, and the choruses are icing on the cake. You can't live on icing. Amen? Spiritually, you can't live on icing. You can't live on a 7-11 song, 7 words, 11 times over. You can't live on that spiritually. Hello? Most of y'all have heard that saying before, 7-11. 7 words, 11 times over. You go to those churches, like the one I attended, and that's exactly what happened several times. They just sang the same words over and over and over for 5 minutes. I said, you know what? There are praise psalms in the Psalms. Hallelujah for the praise psalms. And we have some like that, but to sing them for 5 or 10 minutes over and over and over again? Anyway, I just don't think you grow by that. I think we can praise the Lord for that, but I think the Lord got it. Maybe the first or second time he went through it. It's like, anyway. I've made it a habit. Some of you may have noticed this. I don't pray long prayers publicly, usually. Hardly ever. The Lord knows. I don't have to pray by the yard. Lord knows, right? Again, privately, I'll go talk to him about it. But anyway. Still church, still hymns, still men. You know, man ought to be a man. Hello? Dress like a man. Dress like a man. Look like a man. Let me say it again. Dress like a man. God made you who you are. God made male and female. And we are to, the distinction is made in the Old and New Testament that a man ought to dress like a man, a woman ought to dress like a woman. There's some preferences in those between independent Baptists and Southern Baptists and others. There's some preferences as to how that is. But what the Bible is saying in principle is that a man ought to look like a man, a woman ought to look like a woman. And if you look at someone and you can't tell, then they are in sin according to the Bible. Very bluntly, that's what I just said. Very bluntly. Shame for a man to have long hair. The Bible still says that in the New Testament. In the New Testament. Preacher, you say it's a sin for a man to have long hair? Absolutely yes. No doubt about it. The New Testament teaches that. So then there's some, you know, absolutes, but there's a lot of preferences between the two, men and women, as far as, but as long as you look like a man, you look like a woman, it's all good. Hello? All right, we're good. Still men, still preaching. We are Bible church. And look there with me, 2 Timothy 3, look at verse 2 through 5. It says, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm sorry, verse 2. Preach the word. By the way, you know what preach the word means? It means to herald. It means to raise your voice like a trumpet. It doesn't mean to have a discussion. And I know millennials, that they love discussions. I mean, let's sit down, let's chat. Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Sunday school class, having some one-on-one time, asking questions, and having some back and forth. But there needs to be time to get up and just preach the word. Herald it out. Lift the voice up. And to preach the Bible. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And as I've said in our starting point class numerous times and from the pulpit, preaching ought to include all four. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. If a pastor, preacher is not getting up and at least from time to time reproving and rebuking, he's not preaching. Amen. He's being a motivational speaker. All right? And there's some good motivational speakers out there. But we want preaching, biblical preaching from the Word. Still reverent. We believe that we come to the house of God, we ought to be reverent about it. And I appreciate our people. We don't have a dress code around here. And I think you come Sunday morning, wear your Sunday best. If your Sunday best is, you know, a Wrangler jean and cowboy shirt, you know, that's awesome. We had one of the ladies who sang this morning is from Japan. And she's in her first year at West Coast. So she's still trying to adjust to the culture. And she said, do y'all have real cowboys here? Do y'all have real cowboys here? Yes, we do. Come back on Roundup Sunday. They dress in suits now. But anyway, but you understand that we ought to be reverent when we come to the house of God. I mean, we dress up to go to a funeral. I've said it many times. Why would we reverence a person who has died, but we won't reverence God when we come to the house of God? And again, it's not about wearing a suit necessarily or wearing a dress necessarily, but coming to God and reverencing Him on Sunday morning. And you know, Wednesday night, I just pray that you get here from work, man. If you got to come in your greasy whatever, just be here, you know. But Sunday morning, there ought to be a little time to set and so forth, all right? Still family, I could go through a lot of these. And just continuing in what we know. I had someone ask me one time, or told me, accused me of being closed-minded. Preacher, you're just closed-minded. You're just closed-minded. I said, yeah, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah, that's a good text word. Yes, I am. I'm closed-minded. You're going to have to show me from the Bible. I mean, clearly show me from the Bible where I'm wrong. I'm just closed-minded. I don't read books with an open mind. I read books based upon what I've been taught from the Bible. This is what I'm taught from the Scriptures. Here's what I have learned. And I know who's taught me. Brother Stewart has taught me. Jonathan Stewart, the man's amazing. He knows his Bible. Amen. You know, most of y'all have met him. Oh, my goodness. I got to sit under Brother Stewart. You guys have got to sit under Brother Stewart from time to time. What a blessing. I'm not just not going to give up the things I've been taught from the Bible. Easily. Just not going to do it. And so I enjoy reading, and I read a diversity of books. I've read books, for example, on the King James issue, I've read books on both sides. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We ought to do that from time to time. It's good to say, hey, right? We ought to always be learning. All right, amen. Look at verses 12 real quick, chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. Yea, that all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. Persecution is coming, and it's already here. I mean, you think of the Middle East. If you're a Christian in the Middle East or a Christian in China. But even here now, we see coaches, you know, getting fired for praying. We see sixth graders being condemned for inviting fellow students to church or to a conference. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, by their principles, you know, it's amazing what's happening today. And when we suffer persecution, just remember, if you live godly, if you live godly, if you follow the book, there's going to be some ridicule. It's just going to happen. There's going to be some persecution. And then number two, verse 13, this is our world. This is the world we're living in. But evil and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's the world we live in today. Verse 1 of the same chapter says, this know also that perilous times shall come. And it gives a description of what that is. And that describes our world today. We're living in it. And if we know we're living in a day in which men will be lovers of their own selves and covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemous there in verse 2, if that's the truth, then we are contrary in our thoughts and in our living to them. So it would just be taken for granted that we're going to suffer for it, that they're going to ridicule for us. And that's where we're at today. And then he says, but continue. Even though we know that perilous times are coming, dangerous times are coming, and they're here. And we know that people are going to love themselves and just all these descriptions. And we know there's going to be persecution. And we know it's going to get worse. Evil's worse and worse, deceiving themselves and being deceived. He says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Continue in those things. I mean, we can get up and scream and holler, to stand fast, to hold to the doctrine. It's another thing to apply it when persecution comes. I know, I can't remember the state, it was Alabama or somewhere there, it was a surprise, I think it was Mississippi, where a fire chief was fired for something he said in Sunday school the previous Sunday. Called it hate speech. And by the way, he was black. Wasn't, but he got fired. And his Sunday school lesson was on homosexuality. He got fired for it. And by the way, it went through the courts. I think he ended up with $1.3 million for that one. But it just tells you. I mean, they fired him for it. And by the way, he just got that was just settled. I think it happened 2 years ago, and that just settled like a month ago. So I read it in Fox News. I should not read Fox News. I use Fox News too much. But that's where we're living. See, preacher, that's depressing. I just remind you that I read the back of the book and we win. And the Lord's still on our side. Amen? And that we as Christians are to continue. And I love that saying, and I said it on a candlelight service night, what Dr. R. said this morning, that the light shines much brighter in the darkness. And boy, what an opportunity we have. What a contrast. What a contrast. There is. And let's continue in what we've known. And continue as a church, being assured that what we have learned and done. People call our church, a church like ours, a dinosaur. A church like ours can never grow. And we've proven them wrong over the years. And you can go to Lancaster Baptist Church in California, and they prove them wrong. There are Baptist churches, conservative, very traditional Baptist churches across America that are growing. You don't have to cater to the millennial or whatever they're calling the next generation after that, something else, to reach young people. Look, we got them here. You know what? Just preach the word. I do think over the years, Baptists may have been a little mad about it, what they believed. And we've proven here that you can be strong in doctrine and have a good disposition. Amen. Preach the truth in love, right? All right. I'm just talking now. Probably need to quit. But you can be kind. You don't have to be mean. We ought to be loving and kind and gracious, but not giving in to the culture of today, when it goes contrary to the scripture, but holding that light up and being steadfast. As the Bible is our anchor. All right, let's all stand. We have verse invitation. Hymn 153. I hope you enjoyed that tonight, seeing some of the vision, where we're headed, what we're doing, and then also just some of the things we're going to continue. Just continue what we're doing, and I believe God will bless it. Hymn 153, after we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the word. We thank you for this letter from Paul to young Timothy. Just encouraging us to continue. God, I pray you would help us continue as individuals and what we've learned and heard, and help us as a church to continue in what we've learned and heard. Help us in this world in which we live to be a great light to the world. And Lord, to spread the gospel of your dear Son, that others might be saved. And Lord, that is the hope. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.